Well, back at home, if you're a Facebook user, you may have noticed a surge in activity around North Dakota. That's where Native Americans from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and their many supporters from across the country have been protesting construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The protesters say it will endanger their water and sacred sites. The company says it's safer than trains or trucks for transporting oil. But now 900,000 people have used Facebook's location feature to check in to the Standing Rock Reservation in Fort Yates, North Dakota, to tag as if they're there when they're not, and they may be reacting to a false rumor. John Holt is a reporter for Argus Leader Media and USA Today Network. He joins us from his newsroom in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So, John, explain, how do people get this idea to tag themselves as in North Dakota when they're not?
Well, initially yesterday, the rumor was that the Morton County Sheriff's Department was using Facebook's check-in feature to track traffic to and from the camps to essentially target protesters. The Morton County Sheriff's Department released a statement yesterday saying that that is absolutely not the case. They aren't using the check-in feature. They don't want to use the check-in feature. It wouldn't be helpful for them. Protesters have said that law enforcement does monitor communications and comb social media for incriminating material, but it's not clear that they're actually using the check-in feature for any law enforcement purpose.
And we should say that Snopes.com, which debunks urban myths, has taken a look at this, I guess you'd call it a prairie myth, and said that it is just that, a myth, that they find no truth to it. But still, people are coming to the feature. What activity have you seen?
Well, yeah, a lot of people are still coming to the feature, and when I first started seeing this yesterday in my own Facebook feed, it was often accompanied by this sort of cut-and-paste explanation that Morton County Sheriff's Office was using this feature to track protesters, and about halfway through the day, that explanation was not quite as prominent. Mm. It sort of turned into people just checking in as a way to show solidarity with the protesters, to essentially say where they stand on the pipeline.
Right. And what are the people, you know, the protesters, it's a loose group of protesters, but what are they saying? Have they made any other public statements?
Yeah, it is very loose. There are several groups that are there. There's the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe officially. I got a statement from the Sacred Stone Camp that says, there's no solid line between organizers and others. It's a movement, not an organization. And when you talk to people up there, they talk like that. They say, mm. this is definitely a movement. And they say that this grew organically. No official sources, quote-unquote official sources, have taken credit for sort of starting this. Mm. But the organizers, or the protesters, whatever term you want to use, say they support the tactic. They appreciate the solidarity that's being expressed.
Right. But meanwhile, when the Morton County Sheriff's Department says it is not and does not follow Facebook check-ins for the protest camp or any location, this claim, rumor, is absolutely false. That's the statement from the spokesperson. Are they using Facebook at all?
Well, again, the people who are at the camp certainly believe that that social media is being used to comb for sort of incriminating material. I saw a tweet today that that sort of poked fun at Morton County by saying Morton County takes to Facebook to say that they're not using Facebook because the statement was posted on Facebook. The statement saying we're not using Facebook was posted on Facebook. So there's certainly a belief that law enforcement is using Facebook, and to what degree it's being used, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, as you said, this went like wildfire through Facebook. But has there been a backlash, as there sometimes is, that this is slacktivism? You know, people, it's a slacker way of supporting a cause. It's not donating money. It's not showing up as many are. Not everyone can travel there. But is there anyone saying, well, wait a second, this is, you know, you're really not doing anything by doing a location on Facebook?
Well, again, the people I have spoken to say they definitely support the tactic. It's great to express solidarity. But they also say, you know, if you can donate money to the Legal Defense Fund, and they want people to write their congresspeople. They want people to write the White House. They want some physical action. They want banks to divest, in Dakota Access Pipeline. There are a lot of steps that they would like people to take. Including going to the camps and writing people in power.
Yeah. Reporter John Holt of Argus Leader Media and USA Today Network. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.